In the collect with which the Mass began, I prayed with great thanksgiving that St. John of Damascus taught the true faith, and that as we understand and are inspired by his example, that faith will be for us both light and strength. That the faith will be light and strength. The Catholic Church has always taught that there are three main ways in which we are given the opportunity to reach God and for God to reach us. They're called the three transcendental realities. One is the truth. And so we think of the great theologians of the Catholic tradition, men like Augustine, Aquinas, also John Henry Newman, as three examples of men who taught the truth. Then when we think of the goodness of the faith, we think about those who were involved in particular ways in social action, and the person that comes most to mind would be Mother Teresa. But when it comes to the third transcendental reality, that is beauty, we think of St. John of Damascus, the saint who we celebrate today. For St. John lived in the 8th century, at a time where there was a great conflict in the church. Perhaps you've heard of the iconoclasts. These were those people who said there should be no representations of God. There should be no icons, nothing that is a physical representation of God, because they saw that as idolatrous. St. John was able to give his whole life to articulating another view, and that is that through created beauty, that is through icons and other forms of artistic expression, they are actually windows by which we see God. People like St. John of Damascus were called iconophiles, those who have a love for icons. So I want you to think about this. If the iconoclasts had ruled the day, there might not have been a Notre Dame. There might not have been a Michelangelo. There might not have been the wonderful artistic tradition that is at the heart of our Catholic faith. And so I thought it important that on this day we remember St. John of Damascus, because of this man who lived in the 8th century, we are able to celebrate the great rich tradition of our Catholic artistic beauty. And when I thought about that, I thought about our lessons for today. One of the things that we read in that passage from Isaiah is the understanding that God on Mount Zion is going to prepare this remarkable banquet, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food, of this remarkable banquet. And when we think of the beautiful artistic tradition of Roman Catholicism, isn't it that? This amazing banquet of beauty, of wonder, of goodness. And then think about how that finds expression in today's gospel, where Jesus, we are told, has such compassion for the crowd. And we're told in that text that at the end, there were 7 baskets left over. If you know Matthew's gospel well, you know that there are 2 feeding miracles. There's the feeding of the 5,000, and here the feeding of the 4,000. With the feeding of the 5,000, there are 12 baskets left over. And the thing about that miracle is that was a miracle that Jesus administered to the Jewish people. And so what does the number 12 represent? The 12 tribes of Israel, and how the apostles represent the coming together of the new Israel. But the beautiful thing about the 4,000 and the 7 baskets, this is a miracle that is administered to the Gentiles. And 7 is the number of the covenant, the number of God's promise. And so what the 7 represent is that the covenantal promises of God are not meant just for Israel, but for the whole world. Now think about this in relation to Catholic art. I've had the privilege of going to Europe, to going to Rome. And one of the beautiful things is that when you're there and you're seeing all of this artistic beauty is you realize the world is there. Many people that are there perhaps are not practicing Catholics, that they don't live the faith. Many, of course, are. But the beautiful thing about Catholic generosity when understood aright, is it's like the feeding, that this is a feast that the whole world is invited to join in and participate in. And so may we give thanks to God on this day, that in the 8th century, there was this obscure monk who lived just outside of Jerusalem, who wrote repeatedly and articulated so clearly a vision of how important Catholic beauty is. And may we celebrate here at St. Peter's the gift of the three transcendentals that I referred to at the beginning, that through our teaching ministry, through what we do with catechesis, we're able to focus on the true. That through ministries like St. Vincent de Paul, particularly at this time of the year, as we prepare our Christmas hampers, we are able to articulate the good. But through our renovations and what we have done to enhance the physical beauty of St. Peter's, particularly if you go to the outside in the summertime, this is an expression of what St. John of Damascus understood, that the church is also to attract people by the beautiful. This is our great Catholic tradition. These are the three transcendentals by which God calls his people together and extends his covenant promise. St. John of Damascus, pray for us.